Good morning, children. You guys got to help me. Good morning, children. Thank you. Thank you. Do you guys know who I am? Yes, Mr. Dyer. I like that. Mr. Dyer. Well, Mr. Dyer is from Africa. You know that, right? Yes. Well, when I was very young, I was basically you guys' age. My father, after I finished preaching in church, some of the stories that he would preach about, when we get to our house, he would retell me the story. And one of the stories that I find at the time so fascinating was the story of Samson. And I remember one day he was preaching, and he started talking about Samson, how strong Samson was, and what happened to Samson, but he didn't finish the sermon. And when we got home, I was waiting for him to tell me what exactly happened to Samson. And, you know, my father has this thing that he does after the service. He's going to greet everybody, so we will be home before he gets home. And I remember I was so sad because, you know, Samson, I didn't know what happened to Samson. So I'd like to give you guys an assignment to do. So when you get home, I need you to ask your parents to tell you a Bible story. And the Bible story that they tell you, I promise you, is going to be fun. It's going to be very, very beautiful because it's going to be a story from the Bible. So because of that, I have a story that I want to tell you guys. How many people, and you can answer this too, Jennifer, how many people actually know the story of David and Goliath? David and Goliath. Yeah, you know. So, do you know what happened to David and Goliath? Okay, I'm going to tell you the story. So one day, there was this big giant man, very big, big giant man, who wanted to destroy the children of Israel. And the guy's from Philistine, and is a very, very giant man. And he came out one time, started talking bad about the children of Israel, that they need to send somebody to him to fight him. Meanwhile, back at home, a guy told his son, he said, I need you to take food to your brothers in battle. Are you following me? You're supposed to say yes. Oh, okay, good, good. So you guys are following me. Now, so the father gave his son the food to go give to his brother. When he got there, he gave the food to his brother, but then he understood what was going on in the battle. And what happened was, he said, well, listen, this guy who is saying all this stuff about the children of Israel, I can fight him. And he went to Saul, who happens to be the king, and he said, you know, your highness or your royalness, I don't know what they say then. And he said, well, listen, I can fight this guy. And Saul said, well, how do you know you can fight this guy? I said, well, because my father told me to go watch his animals, and while I'm watching the animals, you know, a lion will come, and I will fight the lion, I will take the sheep out of the mouth of the lions, and then I'll pull it down, then I'll run after the lion, I'll kill the lion. Do you guys understand what I just said? Yes. Thank you. What happened is when your father or your mother or your parents, when they tell you to do something, what are you supposed to say? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. It is very, very important that you listen to your parents. Now, look at David. His father told him, take this food, go give it to your brother. What did he say when his father told him that? He said, yes, sir, I will go ahead and do that. Well, he did that. When he got to Saul, Saul said, well, how can you fight Goliath? What did he say? He said, exactly. But also he said that my father told me to watch the sheep, and I watched the sheep. Do you understand where I'm going with this? So when you get home today, what I need you to do is to tell your parents, number one, tell us a Bible story. And when they tell you the Bible story, you see how beautiful it is. And also, when your parents tells you to clean your room, what will you say? When your parent tells you to take the trash out, what will you say?
No.
Oh, no.
I have to do it every day.
Yeah, but you can't say no. It's not in the script. So you're supposed to say yes. When your parents tell you that you need to go ahead and wash the dishes, what will you say? You say yes. And when you do that, God is going to bless you. And that is what I received when my father told me the story of David and Goliath. He specifically told me that next time he asked me to do something, I'm supposed to say yes, sir. But also, when your mother tells you to do something too, you have to do it, because that's what children of God will do. Now, how many of us wants to be children of God?
Me.
We all want to be children of God. So that is the story that I wanted to tell you today. Who wants to pray for us?